I'm really short, so I feel like people don't take me serious like they should. And I have really big breasts, but I am not a bimbo. I'm not some little slut. Everywhere I go, I feel like I have to let people know that I am in charge. I have really dark hair, and my eyes are almost black. Right now, I'm scowling at you. You fucking displease me. You might be looking down at me from being over a foot taller, but I'm looking at you with pure disdain. But I never expected you to reach out like lightning and grab my throat, your hands squeezing me. What the fuck? Are you doing? How dare you? I can't even breathe because you're squeezing my throat so tight. You lean over me and put your other hand on top of my head and start pushing me down. You tell me to get on my knees. You call me a fucking worthless bitch. And you squeeze my neck tighter, more painfully as you enunciate each word. I feel little drops of spit land on my face as you say the word bitch with hatred in your voice. I don't want to drop on my knees, but I'm already feeling weak from you choking me. As I slink down to the floor, I notice the bulge in your pants, and I realize what's about to happen. You turn loose of my throat, and I start to say something, but before I can, you yank hard on my hair, pulling my head back so I'm looking up at you, my mouth open in shock. I realize what is going to happen before it actually does, but I still can't believe it when you spit in my open mouth. Feeling and tasting your spit in my mouth makes me almost gag. I don't see the slap coming. I wince and shut my eyes as your palm connects hard with my cheek. When I open my eyes, you have taken it out. Your filthy, disgusting cock is an inch from my face. I think about screaming. I think about biting it off. But before I do anything, you've got one hand grabbing my throat again, and the other one raised back, ready to strike. You tell me you think you're so much better than everyone else, but you're only good for one thing. Your fucking worthless mouth is only good for one thing. So fucking open it. If I could kill you with a look of hatred, I would have. I look up at you with my dark eyes, and I hope you can see the hatred in them. But you only squeeze my throat tighter. So I open my mouth. I decide I'm not going to give you a good blowjob. I never like giving them away anyway, because men don't usually deserve them. But I'm going to make this one as boring as I can. Instead, you grab two handfuls of my hair and in one motion, you ram your cock all the way into the back of my throat. Immediately, I start gagging. I almost vomit as I retch and spit drools out of my mouth. Yes, you say. See, your body knows what it exists for. It knows to lube up that whore throat so I can fucking abuse it. One hand under my chin and the other roughly grabbing a handful of my hair, you push your cock back down my throat. You were pushing your cock so hard against the back of my throat, it felt like it was going to come out the back of my head. I can see you getting angry that my throat isn't letting your cock down. You reach down and rip my shirt up and over my head, letting my huge tits flop out and hang. Yeah, you say. With tits that huge, they have to be a little bit saggy, I guess. But they're still pretty fucking nice, you say. And you slap one hard as you say the word nice. You reach down with your left hand and pull hard on my nipple, pulling it away from my body. You hold it out, lifting up my breast. I can feel it pulling from my body, stretching and aching. And I can feel the nipple burning as you pinch it and pull it so hard. Suddenly, while you're still pulling my breast away from my body by the nipple, you slap it hard with your right hand. The pain is horrible. I can't help but to cry out, and tears start to fall. You grab my tits with your hands and squeeze hard, digging into them with your fingers. You say, "Ah, yes. Let me see those tears. You aren't so tough now, are you? That's what your eyes are good for, crying. Just like your mouth and throat are for fucking." Then you reach down with two fingers and stick them into my mouth and probe back into my throat. "Like this," you say. "Just like this." As you fuck my throat with your fingers, you bend them and curve them down into my throat. I vomit onto the floor. You say, "That's good." You say, "We should go ahead and get that out of the way." And you do it again. Finally, after I'm empty, shaking and weak, trembling and moaning, and only little streams of water come up each time. You take your fingers away and clean them off in my hair. You tell me to open my mouth, and I do. You shove your cock hard and deep into the back of my throat, and this time it immediately travels past my gag reflex and down into my throat. My stomach convulses, and a stream of stomach water shoots out of my mouth and over your balls. My nose is almost touching you. You tell me we won't be finished until my nose is buried against you. You start fucking my throat slowly, never coming all the way out, just sliding back and forth inside my throat. I can see it in your face that you're enjoying it and getting close. Makes me sick. And I retch again, water splashing against you. That puts you over the edge. You ram your cock as hard and as deep as you can down my throat, and my face slams into your crotch. As you start pulling out, I feel you shooting loads of cum into my mouth. Disgusting jets of hot, salty semen filling my mouth. It won't stop. Spurt after spurt of your filthy jizz, the cum of some low-life, nobody rapist scumbag filling my mouth. There is so much of it. I want to scream. As I start to spit it out, you reach down and make a bowl with your hand, collecting the load as it falls from my mouth. With one hand, you pull my hair hard again, forcing my face upward. And with the other hand, you roughly spread the thick load across my face, over my eyes, and under my nose. Finally, you clean your hand off in my hair and lean back against the wall. You have a satisfied look on your face, and I'm seething. I'm about to tell you that it didn't make me feel more like a woman, didn't make me wet, I didn't come. It was horrible. I fucking hate you. And I want to tell you that I'm gonna see you pay for this. But before I can say anything, I feel you press the flat side of a knife against my belly so I can feel the cold steel. Slowly you turn it so I can feel the hard back edge. "You'll fucking kill me," you say. "If I say anything to anyone, you'll rape me again. And not just my throat." You say you'll rape my cunt. You'll rape my asshole and fuck so hard I'll wanna die. You tell me that you will make me suck your filthy, dirty cock right out of my ass, and then you'll kill me like it's nothing. And I'll die with the taste of my own asshole and your cock in my mouth. You raise back your hand to hit me once more for good measure, and I wince and shrink down, shutting my eyes. But the blow never comes. When I open my eyes again, you're already gone.